And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
I'm bare and ready to go.
Yeah.
Why
it's Tuesday, and here we go.
All right. Shaylee, you awake? You had Mexican Monday last night.
I'm a little tired.
I got a text. I don't know how late it was. It said...
Oh, you're back on the texting now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Said, don't be surprised if I'm not there on time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
sure.
I made it.
You did? Mm-hmm. How many margaritas were had?
You know what? That doesn't matter.
No, it actually doesn't. I encourage you.
It was a bottomless glass. We'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
They have bottomless margaritas?
Well... Don't you worry about it. I had bottomless margaritas, and it was great.
Bottomless margaritas leads to bottomless... You know what?
No, that got weird.
Yeah, Trudas is what okay. I was talking about.
Yeah.
Quesadillas?
What?
Nothing. All right, so, Jen, did you do anything fun yesterday?
So, for 4th of July weekend, my in-laws are coming in town, which is great, except it means I have to get everything ready, and I'm super paranoid about having the house really clean, because, you know, they're staying with us. So, I was Shaylee's like, oh, did you get to go out last night? Did you do anything fun? I go, I was literally washing our curtains.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I was
that sounds fun.
Seriously cleaning baseboards and washing curtains.
Wow, you go all out. Do they do, like, a white glove test, or what?
But I feel like they will, they won't.
Isn't that why you have kids? Don't they do stuff?
You think my 7-year-old is going to come clean the curtains?
No.
Well, she's little enough. She can do baseboards.
That's true. I should put them to work down there. They could reach better.
Right.
So that's how exciting life is as a married 41-year-old woman. There you go, Shaylee. That's what you have to look forward to.
I can't wait.
Yes.
I'm
going
to have another marg on that account.
Margaritas to baseboards. You got it. All right, we'll get today's show started for Tuesday, the 27th day of June, with 10 items or less.
A popular Plaza restaurant will reopen today after owners fixed a problem there. Zacalo will open its doors at 11 a.m. after a roach infestation shut down the restaurant.
Okay.
The restaurant's owner says it was a perfect storm. Rainy weather followed by high temperatures pushed the six-legged creatures into the store. The owner says Brush Creek can back up sewer lines during heavy rains, which can invite unwanted pests. That's what happened. The restaurant was cited during a routine inspection back on June 15th. It was just one of several establishments in the Kansas City area that was cited for violations related to cockroaches.
I know. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I always look to see if there's any place we go.
There was one right by our house. And it's not one that we typically go to, but now we're definitely not.
I know. Yeah, didn't that make you think about it, though?
Several establishments.
I don't want to think about it.
How is that margarita now?
Oh, it was still great.
Come August 7th, couple seeking a quickie Las Vegas wedding can tie the knot at a Taco Bell cantina on the Strip. We had talked about this when they first announced it several months ago, but now they actually have set the date when people can start getting married there. Like I said, it is August 7th. For those $600 fast food weddings, which include a dozen tacos, a Cinnabon Delights cake, and a bouquet made of hot sauce packets.
Well, and we talked to the guy who it happened, Dan Riker. We talked to he and his fiance about they got the Taco Bell wedding.
Yes, and they just got married like a week ago, like June 25th. And he was a Kansas City area guy that won their big contest.
And would you know that he was actually like, I don't know about roommates, but he was a close comedy partner of Eliza Schlesinger.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because he went to KU. He lived in Lenexa, Olathe.
I found this out. I was reading a completely separate story about her, and his name come up, and I'm like, how? I know that name. We talked to him for the Taco Bell wedding.
Yep, they're now married. Nintendo has announced their follow-up to the NES Classic. The SNES Classic is set to launch on September 29th for $79.99. The standalone console that fits in your hand comes with 21 classic games that were released for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System throughout the 90s, including Super Mario World, Super Mario Kart, and The Legend of Zelda. Like the NES Classic, the SNES Classic is packaged with two wired controllers, a USB power cable, and an HDMI cable that allows the retro games to be displayed in high definition. The NES Classic was discontinued earlier this year.
That's the real game is going to be finding one.
Exactly. Aha! That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Time to get to the impossible question.
Just over half of all brides will not book a wedding venue unless it has this. What are we talking about?
I'm interested to know what. Starting KC with Barb. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning.
Okay, what are brides not booking venues because they lack?
Dance floor?
Oh, of course you have to have a dance floor.
Sure you do.
Not the right answer here, though.
All right, we also have Kelly from Atchison. Good morning, Kelly.
Morning. I'm going to guess air conditioning.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my sister got married in July. No air conditioning in the church. It was miserable.
Oh, right.
Miserable. But no, that's not the right answer here.
All right. Thank you.
Kelly, we work a couple of venues that are just barns. There's some of these old school
the
barns that don't
wedding.
Have. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's great in September, October, but I've been there out in July. It's something else.
We had purple dresses and you could see our sweat starting to build. It was July 15th in Chicago. It was toasty.
Man. Yeah. All right. In Kansas City, we've got Donna here. Donna, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. You want to give it a shot here on the impossible question?
The wedding planner.
Oh, wedding planner. Very necessary. Not it, though. Okay. Your first clue, I will say password. Password is the clue. Brides want this, and I would assume this is something millennial brides would ask for more. Like me, I wouldn't even honestly think of this. It would be the first thing Shaylee would think of.
I think I know now.
Oh, okay.
And no, it's not a hashtag.
I
stop with
it.
The wedding hashtag.
No, they're so cute.
Stop.
I love them.
Here come
no,
the Joneses.
No, you're absolutely right, right.
Stop hashtagging your wedding.
Here come the Joneses. What?
Can we compile a list of the worst wedding hashtags?
Well,
it's got to be a play on your last name, doesn't
yes.
it?
But so your idea of the worst and my idea of the worst are going to be very different.
Well, that's one I seriously saw over the weekend. It was hashtag here come the Joneses.
But,
it should have been keeping up
which
with the Joneses.
That's first off, that's not very creative.
Right.
Do better.
Yes. Secondly, let's just start with not having a wedding hashtag.
No, you need a wedding hashtag.
How about you just get married?
No,
be
you
married.
Need a wedding hashtag.
How about you just Dropbox me your pictures when you're done?
No.
How about you just print them out at the Walgreens 1 hour photo
you.
And then send them to me
Thank
and then
you.
I'll have them forever.
That still
just,
works.
How about you put it in a frame and stick it up on my wall for me? There's a gift.
Yes, thank you.
That's
thank
all I
you.
Want.
Wait, Walgreens still does the 1 hour?
Okay. All right, before we take a break, let's go to Haley and Lee Summit. Good morning, Haley.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. How's Lee Summit this morning?
Oh, it's good. It's cold.
It
know,
is.
Right?
Nice and chilly.
Surprise. Wearing a jacket in July almost.
Yeah.
All right, what bizarre. Do you think brides are demanding at their wedding venues?
When you said password, I was thinking Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Good Wi-Fi.
That's amazing.
I never thought of that either.
Okay, good. Because that would never even cross my mind. To have
How are
one.
You going to live stream your wedding if you don't have...
Okay. I snuck away and got married in front of no one. We literally, because you have to have two witnesses, they seriously grabbed a waiter who was walking by carrying champagne. And they go, can you be a witness? And he was like,
oh,
okay, yeah. That's how I got married in a $60 dress from Macy's.
Now, you know what the best weddings are
That's
now?
The
ones where they take your phone beforehand or they have us say, as the DJs, they say, put your phone away. That's why we hired a photographer.
Yes.
You are here to enjoy yourself. Do not tag, don't hashtag, don't stream, don't snap, don't Instaface, don't anything.
Right.
Just be here for us. That's why we want you here.
Or go check out the story that I posted on our Facebook page about just getting married at Taco Bell for $600.
Oh, God.
You can
well,
do it
too.
Starting August 7th. That's available.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's here with the entertainment news.
After the season finale of Teen Mom OG, Ryan Edwards is addressing his alleged drug addiction and a short stint in rehab. In a statement made to Us Weekly, Edwards said, life could not be better. Said a little over 30 days ago, I made the decision to check myself into a rehabilitation facility. I am back home now and doing well. That stay in rehab comes after the shocking season finale in which Edwards' wife, Mackenzie, accused him of driving under the influence of Xanax after he began driving erratically. She wasn't the only one concerned, though. His ex, Macy, expressed her concern about his drug addiction throughout the season. That's a spoiler alert for me because I did report it last night and I have not yet watched it.
Yeah, you just spoiled it for yourself.
The whole thing to me.
Jesus, am I speaking Chinese?
Was any of that in English? Who are we talking about?
Oh my gosh, Bentley's dad.
This started as 16 and pregnant, which then progressed to teen mom.
All I know is Farrah Abraham.
Yes, same show.
That show.
Okay,
same show.
Yes, right. I got that.
I can't stop watching it. Am I not the only one? I don't know why.
No, it's so good.
It's the only
show. I'm sorry. I'm stuck on MTV Classic watching 120 minutes. I love that. MTV Classic. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
They actually show videos? What?
They do, right? Oh, no, let me tell you this story real quick.
Okay.
We're playing trivia over the weekend. We pulled out the Trivial Pursuit.
Right.
Addy did not know what MTV stood for.
Oh.
So we're going through it and was okay, what is the MMMTV?
Yeah.
She says, modern television.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, Shaylee probably doesn't know they used to play music on that channel.
No, I did know that. I just don't remember it very much.
She had no idea.
That makes, I mean, of course
it does.
Not.
It makes perfect sense.
At 7 years old, how would
Absolutely
you know what MTV
right.
stands for?
Man.
Saturday Night Live actress Leslie Jones wants her fans to stay away from the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Los Angeles. After her stay at the downtown L.A. hotel after her hosting gig at the BET Awards Sunday night, Jones tweeted about the bad service, saying, "Wow, was such a great night at the BET Awards, but then had the worst stay at Ritz-Carlton. Do not stay there. They don't like black people." She said, they say it's unclear what happened at the Ritz, but the hotel did respond to the tweet, promising to look into the issue. Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins are now reportedly home from the hospital. The baby boy and girl spent more than a week at the UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles to receive care for a minor health concern, but have since been taken home. So they are now staying at a sprawling $400,000 per month, 6.3-acre rental home in Malibu, right off the Pacific Ocean. They're going to stay there for the summer as they search for a full-time house. It always surprises me because you hear about this with the Kardashians all the time. They're always looking for a home. They're always moving. They're constant. I'm like, how do you have a gajillion dollars?
Mm-hmm.
Just build a house and live there. How hard is that?
Because then people find out where you live and then they...
You have...
That's what happened to me. I've had to move like 30 times.
Right. That's because you kept getting evicted. Pay your rent.
That's not true. It's just the drones that follow me.
That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
At the risk of it sounding like a get off my lawn moment, we received the following email from our HOA over the weekend.
Oh, no.
So it seems like we have several issues at the pool we need to discuss.
Okay.
Every night, somebody from the board goes down to lock up and they clean the bathroom and find, you know, stuff that's happening there. And they say there's been an abundance of trash and toys left all over the pool area. There are, by the way, 6 trash carts, recycling bins for pool use. And it's not a very big place, let me tell you.
Right.
But people, they found pizza boxes, half-eaten sandwiches, wrappers, cans, waters, and sports drink bottles. Like people. Okay. That's one thing.
Start with the basics. Clean up your trash.
We also have to talk about inappropriate use of the pool chairs.
Okay.
And this is where it gets good. On the afternoon of Sunday the 11th, one of the residents arrived at the pool and noticed that 2 boys had chairs in the pool. He told the boys to remove the chairs. The part that is distressing is that there were 8 adults there at the same time that did not say anything. Several children have also discovered sitting chairs or lounge chairs used as makeshift diving platforms.
I can see that, yeah. So wait, the kids who had the chairs in the pool, they're like trying to use them as floaties? Like as a raft?
I guess, right? Lily pads? Were they walking across the pool? Like, let me walk on the chairs here.
Meanwhile, the adults are sitting there going, they just need more lotion. Can you put some more sunblock on?
Why are they suddenly from Chicago?
I don't know.
The adults are all there leaving their trash everywhere.
Exactly. They're busy eating pizza.
This is a degradation because we've been in the neighborhood now for like 4 years.
Okay.
And, you know, it's always been great. We've always had fun. Addie lives at the pool. She's a fish. And this is about the worst it's got.
The weird thing to me is that that's your own stuff. That's
right.
Your pool. Like, you live there. You're a resident. You'd think you would take care of your own stuff.
And we pay the dues that pay for the pool, which means that we are paying for it. So why not keep it nice for everybody?
You're trashing your own house, essentially.
Basically, yes.
That's crazy.
You're literally and figuratively peeing in your own pool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is. Can you believe? And what gets me, though, is that there are adults sitting there, too. And we've talked about the parenting stuff on this show before.
Oh, no. This drives me insane. The other day, we were at a public pool. A little kid, I'm guessing he was 3. He was pretty small. And this pool is one of those, it starts out 0 entry, and then it goes all the way up to 8 feet. So little kids have no concept of how deep it is when they go to jump in. Because they're too little to look over and go, oh, now we're at 8 feet instead of 3. Little 3-year-old jumps in right next to me, just plummets, just sinks right to the bottom. And I give him a second, like, hey, I look around, is there a parent that's helping? Because he's just at the bottom. Nope. So I go down, I get him, lift him up, coughs a little bit, he's fine. He goes, hey, thanks, jumps out of the pool, and I look to see if he's going to run to a parent. Nope. There's nobody around. No one is checking on him.
What?
He doesn't run over. He runs over to another part of the pool, jumps right in, and is playing by himself. Maybe you watch your 3-year-old at a public pool. Just throwing that out there.
That is nuts.
Mine are 7 and 8, and I still don't leave their side because I'm scared something will happen. I'm super overprotective, but still.
But something can happen so quick.
Yes. That's what
scares me. But isn't that weird because we had just talked about how we were dropped off at the pool for all days as kids.
You were? Oh, at Why Not Swim Club, my parents would literally drop us off as soon as they opened, and they would pick us up at the end of the workday. So we'd be there 9 hours, and they'd give us money for lunch because they had hot dogs there and chips. They'd give you $5 to buy your lunch. Nobody was babysitting you other than the lifeguards, and we were fine. But that was also 1982. It's a different time. I'll bet. Neighbor stories, man.
I know, right? And like you say, you hate to make it sound like get off my lawn, but guys, this is for everybody. And we're all paying for this. Everybody likes to be there. So don't put the chairs in the pool. Come on now.
I get using them as diving boards. That one I actually, that makes sense.
I mean,
you're a kid.
That more than anything else, right? But my gosh.
816-576-7102. What's your get off my lawn story?
I think even Shaylee has one, so we'll get hers coming up
She's
here.
She's got audio.
I got video, too.
She has proof, evidence of this, no less. And that's what everybody's saying. Like, it's time to put up cameras. It's time to put up cameras and start posting pictures and shaming people. Is this what we have to do now?
Well, I don't think you have to shame people, but I mean, I think you can find the culprit a lot easier.
I added that.
Oh,
I think
okay.
We should shame people. I really think we should.
1999 just texted, we've had multiple issues at our pool this year. Vandalism from people breaking into the pool who don't live in the neighborhood. So I told my kids we were just going to the pool at the community center. Crazy.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Talking about your get off my lawn stories.
I love some of these texts that we're getting today.
Jim from Spring Hill texted, my water bill increased dramatically one summer for no apparent reason. I came home in the afternoon, grabbed some paperwork, discovered the neighbor's hose attached to my faucet watering his yard.
Oh, no.
He said, do I need to mention what I did with the hose and him?
Oh, my.
That takes some stones to do that.
Dang.
You just hook up and water your neighbor's yard.
He said he put the hose into his neighbor's open basement window.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
There's your retaliation.
Well, let's go to the revenge story, shall we?
There you go.
Sounds even better. 816-576-7102, the same number you can text or call. And we have Neil waiting on the phone. Hey, good morning, Neil.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. What's going on, man?
Okay, so I have a pool story as well.
Okay.
So my apartment complex, the pool opened, I want to say a few weeks ago, and they sent out a mass text to all the tenants saying, hey, by the way, the pool's open, remember all the pool rules, yada, yada, yada. No less than 15 minutes later, they sent out another text saying, due to damage to the pool today, children will no longer be allowed unaccompanied, like zero time. And I just really wanted to ask, what possibly happened
right
in those 15 minutes.
I can't believe that within the first just little bit that they destroyed it enough.
Astounding.
15 minutes.
Did you ever find out what happened?
One of them was playing with the, you know how they have those nets on the stick to get like pool, get like bugs out?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently that was broken. Someone broke that.
Of course they did. All right, Neil. Well, thank you. Hopefully you can use the pool now.
Shaylee, what's this audio you have?
Well, do you want me to play it for you first and then?
Okay, and then we'll try to figure out what it is.
Right, yeah, okay.
Listen to this.
Mm-hmm. This is it, a neighbor? Are they shooting? Is that a gunshot?
No.
Is he playing Wimbledon?
You would think. No, my neighbor at my mom's place was beating a kickboxing, you know, those bags, the stand-up ones?
Yeah, that you punch?
Yeah, well, he was outside beating the crap out of it with this long pole of some sort. And I was in the backyard, and I'm like, what is that? And yeah, that's what that sound was.
What is the purpose of that?
He put a jacket on it and then put some.
Stop it!
Oh, hang on. And a cell phone in it. And then he would beat it. And then he would take the phone out and go, did you feel that? That was for my mother-in-law.
Wait.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The punching bag as a sport coat with a cell phone in the pocket.
Yes.
He whacks it with a stick very hard, clearly based on that audio, and then pulls the phone out.
He was clearly talking to somebody.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Did you call the cops?
What was I going to call? The authorities of, like, he needed a straitjacket.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
How long did that go on?
Oh, a solid 45 minutes.
Wow!
Yeah.
Show me on the punching dummy where it hurts. Come here, you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee's here with your All Access.
So Taylor Swift sent a hilarious video to Oklahoma City Thunder player Russell Westbrook yesterday afternoon. He won the MVP last night at the NBA Awards, and she joked that she taught him how to play and that he inspired Shake It Off.
Ah, Russell, it's Taylor. Remember, I was the one who taught you how to play basketball. I was the one who taught you to dribble, to shoot hoops, you know? And I remember the first time you beat me at basketball, and I was very upset, and you said, if you remember correctly, you said, you just have to shake it off. And I got an idea. So essentially, we have each other to thank for these careers.
Who knew?
It seems like a weird friend connection.
It kind of does.
They actually have never met. That's why it was funny.
Just completely random?
So she just did this.
Mm-hmm. I think his people asked her to. I don't know.
Huh.
I'd like her to make me a video.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have a birthday soon.
I'll text her.
Okay. All right, good.
Win an MVP
Somebody
award.
Get on that.
Yeah, win an MVP award and then
you know what?
Talk.
Had we won the Media Mix Award, maybe she would have texted me.
There you go.
Dang it. That's
Sorry.
It.
Sorry. Well, speaking of basketball, Tristan Thompson, Khloe Kardashian, are they pregnant? Jen? Anything?
I doubt it.
She put on Instagram a picture of them that says dad and mom. No, they're not pregnant. Why would you put that picture on there if you're not pregnant?
Because you want publicity.
I can't. She wants a kid with him, and she's not made that a secret.
I thought they broke up.
No.
They're still together?
They're still together.
I don't care. Short answer.
They're, yeah. Let it go. And Bachelor in Paradise star DeMario Jackson said the recent scandal has been really hard on his family.
It was stressful. For me, mostly for my mother. It's hard to see your mom, like, cry every single day. It was very difficult. My grandmother and my aunts. You know, my dad, he kept me extremely strong and kept me grounded and humble, but having your mom cry every day, like, for something that you know you didn't do.
You know how you fix that?
Don't
give your mom a reason to cry. And
don't go on
cry.
A reality show and make yourself look like an idiot.
It's pretty simple.
I mean, there's that. So DeMario is very upset about it, but that's your All Access.
It's the owning of the behavior. You drink, you do stupid stuff, you're on a TV show, it gets filmed.
Right.
You put yourself there.
It's right. Not like there's not proof, my friend.
Right.
Is there not video?
I mean, yeah,
and he's
okay.
Saying he didn't do it. And I'm like, but the video says otherwise.
And look, I'm not blaming him alone because
no.
I believe that Corinne was there as well. And I don't think, you
I don't
know,
think he,
I don't know
she
what
was
happened
innocent.
Because I wasn't there. But I'm just saying you're putting yourself on a TV
well,
show.
Well, I mean, and they figured out there's no quote unquote crime or what have you that's
right.
committed. But there are producers egging you on at
yes.
every turn, probably giving you the alcohol.
Even
I mean,
though
this is the
one,
whole setup there for the show.
But one report said that they finally cut her off because she wanted to do more shots. And they said, no, you're cut off.
Yeah, maybe you do that 10 shots ago. Just saying.
Well, you never know.
Not watching.
But then they wouldn't have a show.
Let's have a round for the show, shall we?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We're going to play the Google Predicts game, and Ron is here. Ron, why are you driving to Kearney today?
I'm on my way to work.
Fantastic.
It's a good reason.
Queen and Adam Lambert coming to Sprint Center Sunday, July 9th. We've got tickets up for grabs. Your job is to predict how many Shaylee and I will get correct in the Google Predicts game. So Shaylee and I both going to be playing. How many do you think we can get in a minute? I would aim real low.
Yeah.
Go low. We won't be offended.
Zero's a good answer.
How about four?
Oh, four.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Jen, it's all you.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to ping pong back and forth this time, are
we'll
we
start
not?
Start with Shales.
We're going to do?
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I have,
oh, God.
I have written up to 12 selections here of the Google Predicts game. Remember, it is I type it into Google.com. We see how it finishes. The first answer at the top is the most popular and number one answer here. And that's what we're asking for on the Predicts. Okay, are you ready? Here
yeah.
we go. Shales, 3, 2. When can I?
When can I drive? When can I cut my hair? When can I drink legally? When can I?
All good options.
Very good answers, yeah.
When can I
not right.
Move out? When can I leave school? When can I leave work? When can I
You done?
She's passing. Yes.
Jen, when does a cat...
When does a cat lick itself? When does a cat eat? When does a cat poop? When does a cat grow up? When does a cat get declawed? When does a cat grow claws? When does a cat have babies?
I screwed it up. Where do unicorns...
Where do unicorns live? Where do you...
Yes, live.
Oh, woo.
Jin, why do robots...
Why do robots go beep, boop, boop, bop, bop? Why do robots move? Why do robots do things for us? Why do robots light up? Why do robots move funny? Oh, pass.
What does it mean?
What does it mean when... I don't know. Pass.
Why do bands...
Why do bands play music? Why do bands make money?
Well, there's one. We got one.
Okay.
I feel like that's all right.
That's solid.
Yep. Ron, we got one out of that, and I think we'll go ahead and give you the tickets there, right?
Close enough. Yeah. There's a one when you write all a four.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
That was tough, yeah.
Those
it was tough.
Not easy. What were the
answers?
All right,
so the answer is, when can I retire, is what that is.
Oh,
number two, I actually read wrong. I asked you, when does a cat, and that's not right. It's what does a cat, and the answer is scan show. What does a cat scan show? So it's kind of a...
Tricky.
Kind of play on words there. Mm-hmm. Where do unicorns live? You actually got that one correct.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Why do robots look like humans?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Except they don't.
And what does it mean if my poo is green?
Okay. So many people are
Googling
it.
One that Danielle found last night. She's like, it's not what I was typing at all, but look what Google filled in.
That's the number one thing people are Googling with that.
In the Truda household.
What does it mean? Yes.
Ron, because we live in this weird world, we're sending you to Queen and Adam Lambert. July 9th, the tickets are yours.
Okay.
All right. Good job, Ron. Hold on for a second. Yeah. You guys, that's the number one thing.
So far, our record is one, getting one right.
Close.
Each round.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Double Dare was one of the greatest shows of all time on Nickelodeon.
Shayla, you're going to have to go YouTube that because you missed out on the Double Dare goodness. I think it came back.
Do they not show? I think, do they show old episodes now on one of those Nick
Yeah,
teen
I think
or
you
something?
Could still see them, but you got to go back and watch the originals. Don't watch the newer ones. Watch the old school slime.
So yeah, part of the fun of that was everybody got slimed on that show, and Mark Summers, the host of the show, who's now hosted other things, but he's come out and he's talked about what was in that slime.
Hi there, my name is Mark Summers. You may know me from Double Dare. You may know me from What Would You Do? Slime gets identified with Double Dare a lot, and then again on What Would You Do? But it actually started on a show called You Can't Do That on Television.
That's
and what
right.
happened was, if you said the words, I don't know, you would get slimed. And, you know, it's weird. Slime is hot again. And there's all these recipes online that have nothing to do with what we used as real slime. It started off as vanilla pudding, applesauce, green food coloring, and a little oatmeal. And that was our slime. And the consistency of that was far better than the stuff that I see today. I don't know what it is.
Did you see the story that was just in The Star? This 23-year-old girl who makes a lot of those slime videos on YouTube, she makes $200,000 a month in a good month making YouTube videos. Because she makes slime, she uses glue, food coloring, and then mix-ins like Cheetos. And she mixes other stuff in and makes different kinds of slime.
Yeah, I know, because we're totally getting the camera out. We made slime yesterday at home.
Did you use that one, like the glue and this?
What was it? It's glue.
Saline solution, like contact solution?
Contact solution.
Yeah.
And glitter.
Oh, no. Oh, that sounds
and
terrible.
Shaving cream. So we had to stop. We got some old-fashioned shaving foam. And then we put glitter and food coloring in it, yeah. And she played with that all night last night. But she gave it to me, and it's all sticky. I don't understand why it gets over everything.
Because it's glue. That's why. And every single day, my kids watch these YouTube videos, and I'm like, Mom, can we make slime today? And I'm like, nope, we're not pouring glue all over our house.
Oh, you're the hateful mom that won't make slime. Come on now.
And when they were little, I used to make huge batches of oatmeal, and I would let them just play in oatmeal. Like, that was our version of slime. Because to me, I'd rather clean that up. That's easier. I'd put down a big tarp, and I'd let them just play in oatmeal.
But you're just wasting oatmeal.
That was seriously what
cheap.
You did?
Yes. I have great pictures of them covered in oatmeal.
Oh, my gosh.
That was slime.
See, I don't like my hands dirty. I don't like my hands dirty at all.
Well, you're not a two-year-old.
So maybe we should do that for the Big Brother draft.
She puts the slime in my hand, and I'm like, get this off me. This is awful. Terrible.
I can't believe that this girl, her sponsorships range from $30,000 to $60,000. She's making all this money just making slime videos.
All right, seriously, we're setting up the camera this afternoon, and Addie is making slime, and we're starting a YouTube channel just for that.
Sponsorship deals available for $3 with
Brian
Trudeau.
Come on, kid. Get to work. Let's go.
Slime Queen, if you want to look her up, Karina Garcia.
Are you
going to
change your mind on slime? Why are you not going to make this?
We'll make it, but I'm doing it outside and with a big tarp, and I want to be able to just fold it all up and clean it in one easy fill swoop.
Slime is great. I mean, you don't remember You Can't Do That on television, but Alanis Morissette was on that show, Shaylee.
Okay. YouTube
videos.
Are you watching Double Dare?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch Double Dare.
This fashion choice is fantastic.
I don't know.
Go back and watch
slime on you.
Look up Alistair. He was the hottie on You Can't Do That on television. I loved him. Oh, we just got a message. Hold on.
Funny.
The text line is helping us. Says, make sure you use baking soda, not borax, and that is why your slime was sticky. Were you using borax?
We didn't use the baking soda at all.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
nope, it was just glue, shaving cream, and food coloring with contact solution. We got to put baking soda in there?
Well, I think there's a different kind that makes the baking soda. I think that's a different type.
It smells really good.
Oh, my goodness. 80s kids get slimed on You Can't Do That television.
Yes, Shaylee, that was our childhood
that
you're laughing at.
Yeah, that was fantastic, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I had to watch that show
every
day. Oh,
that looks disgusting. And we loved it every episode.
It kind of looked like the pea soup that The Exorcist spit out, you know? Blah, blah, blah.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Reality TV star Kim Kardashian is facing some criticism over a picture she posted on Facebook. The mom of two shared a picture of her son Saint over the weekend sitting in his car seat. Probably seemed innocent, though. Some commenters were up in arms that the 18-month-old was in a forward-facing car seat, not a rear-facing one. They shared their advice to Kim K to have Saint ride in a rear-facing car seat until the age of two. Eventually, others stepped in, called for an end to the mommy shaming. One woman wrote, as mothers, we should really support each other and not criticize every single thing another mom does, no matter who she is. I'm still stuck on the Kelly Clarkson feeding her kid Nutella and everybody losing their mind over that. She's just eating some toast. Let her kid eat some toast.
Right.
It's okay. Everybody's going to live.
Who cares?
Saturday Night Live actress Leslie Jones wants her fans to stay away from the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Los Angeles after her stay at the downtown LA hotel following her hosting gig at the BET Awards Sunday night. Jones tweeted about the bad service. She said, wow, such a great night at the BET Awards, but then had the worst stay at Ritz-Carlton. Do not stay there. They don't like black people. It's unclear what happened at the Ritz, but the hotel did respond to the tweet, promising to look into the issue. Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins now reportedly home from the hospital. The baby boy and girl spent more than a week at the UCLA Medical Center in LA to receive care for a minor health concern, but they've since been taken home. The famous family is currently living at a sprawling $400,000 a month, 6.3-acre rental home in Malibu, right off the Pacific Ocean. They're going to stay there for the summer as they search for a full-time house.
Good golly.
$400,000 a month.
That's about what I pay.
That's very similar to my mortgage payment. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, especially when you're just looking for some place to rent. I'm in between homes. I think I'm going to find like a $600 apartment or a $400,000 house.
You need 6 acres.
Yeah.
In Malibu.
Sure.
That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.